welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Put your fucking seatbelts on. We're putting it in first gear. Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage, mm-hmm. goddammit. It's a show where we sit down with your favorite comedians and find out if they grew up classy or if they're absolute trash. I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day down here. Chilly day, Aunt Tootie's basement. She's out bowling, which I've learned is code for stealing Amazon packages. So, might be a couple of new neck pillows or cutting boards floating around the studio.
I like it.
Thank you, buddy. My co-host is coming at you from right next to me. The most positive thing I think he's ever said to me. He said he liked it. This guy, I'm all warm and fuzzy. He's the fucking CEO of Are You Garbage. He keeps us one step ahead of the federal investigative units. Uh-huh. Kevin James Ryan, everybody. Showing his name.
Make sure Donnelly's not wearing a wire. You know what I mean? What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Top 200. That ain't too shabby. Full HD video available on YouTube. You can subscribe there. Those numbers are true to fucking roof. And also, patreon.com. You can sign up. You get bonus content of AYG. You get bonus episodes. You can get episodes of Hard Feelings, which is me and Foley mixing it up, shitting on each other, airing some grievances, a little bit behind the curtain. And then for the top tier members, we play AYG with you guys every month in a live stream. You ask us questions. We ask you questions. We give away a hoodie, kind of.
So we give away hoodies. Did you send those hoodies?
None have been sent yet, but they will be sent.
Goodness.
It's patreon.com/areyougarbage, guys.
Sign up today, gang. We love you. And a nice shout out to our producer extraordinaire,
T-Bone.
He is the magic man. He makes it all. It makes us all look pretty on here. The pride of the Chicago comedy scene. We call him T-Bone, but his mama named him Toby McMullen.
Hey, what up, boys? Got a hot one.
T-Bone got a hot one. T-Bone got a new mic stand over there. Spent a little cash on T-Bone.
New mic stand, new mic.
Yeah.
Saving money on haircuts.
Shitty jokes.
And gang, we could not be more excited to have our incredibly special guest here with us today. It's a fucking family ep, so we're reading your questions right here on the air. We could not be more happy to have our friend here with us today. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen his episode, go back and check it the fuck out.
I think it was our first original
OG. One of our first.
One of the first. I think
Absolutely, because our backs were to the camera. We were still we didn't have T-Bone back then. We didn't have T-Bone money back then. You know what I mean?
We still don't have T-Bone money. Ask T-Bone. T-Bone doesn't have T-Bone money.
He's still waiting on his hoodie.
He had sirloin money. You sure do.
Gang, he is the host of Celebrate on Sirius XM. Do me a favor. Give me a nice big round of applause for our good pal, member of the family here, Sean Donnelly, everybody.
Yes! Thanks
for coming. Fading away into nothing over there.
Stealing Amazon packages. Yeah. I talk about trash.
Yeah.
Holy
shit.
How much do you want to just, you want to arrest, I want to citizens arrest those people when I see that happen.
I don't
mind. Those
are
my favorite videos. The Ring doorbell videos where they catch dirtbags stealing the packages.
You like them getting away with it, or you like
no,
them getting
I like
caught?
Them getting caught. Yeah, one lady that broke her leg, that was great. And then this fat guy comes out, he's wearing like a fucking.
That's why you liked it.
You go, Betty.
Even better, the guy who made the contraption. You ever see the guy who makes the contraption?
Yeah,
and they steal the contraption, and then the alarm goes off, and the glitter sticks all
it's
over
like
him.
Bait car.
Yeah, it's like bait car, but for Amazon packages.
It's pretty, I wish it was acid in there. It's fucking
in the face.
Yeah, anybody you steal Amazon packages.
I don't mind because Amazon replay don't even bat an eye at it. So you're not stealing. They replace it right away. I'm not condoning this,
it
but I'm also saying at the end
like
of the day.
Are. Sounds like you're participating
I've had
in
packages
it.
Stolen or whatever, and you it's a thing. Hey, my package never showed up. And they go, all right, there's a new one on the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And because, you get it.
But then you realize when you some of the stuff off Amazon, you're like,
Bezos can afford it is what I'm saying.
They can definitely afford it. And what you're getting is like garbage half the time anyway.
You know,
like,
dude, it's a crapshoot. You could just end up with like a vibrator or a back pillow. You don't fucking know what you're getting.
You have no idea.
You don't take either.
Good times. Good times.
That's a party right
here. You get both of them. That's 2 weeks vacation.
Get some Truly seltzers and those two things, and you get
all the fucking day.
Buddy, thank you so much for coming in and sitting with us. We're going to get to a few Patreon questions here.
I'm so
some
excited.
Some fan questions. It's great. Let them pick our brains a little bit. You look great, by the way.
Thank you very much.
We talked about this. You're losing weight. You look fantastic.
Thank you. You guys look angelic as well. You look amazing.
Thank you.
I love you, too.
There's something going on with the cameras. or the jacket where people think that I'm losing weight. So
I'm getting some compliments. Which I didn't want to.
It's not true, by the way.
I didn't want to stop them, but I have. Within the past 2 weeks, I've seen you eat a salad, so that might have.
I've had a couple of salads.
You know what I think does it for you also is your haircut. Your haircut looks amazing.
Yeah? Really,
that's a great look for your hair.
Thank you.
So I think that makes you your face slim down.
Donnelly's trying to fuck you or something. I'm trying to fuck something.
I want to fuck you in your Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation jacket that you have on.
Get behind him and just hold his tits.
Can you go get this for me? 4, 3, 2, 1 Yeah. Bam, bam,
very
bam,
fucking
bam.
Miami Vice you got going on, too.
Yeah. I like
Are you a yes. Are you a narcotics cop from 86? Yeah. Look at that outfit.
Give me the cheeseburgers now.
You pay your bills, Frank? Huh? You pay your bills? Shout out to American
Gangster. Getting, you're one of the guys who shuts down the drug dealers but also does the coke at the same time.
Those sleeves aren't pushed up. They're fully extended right now.
It's an Oshkosh. Listen, it's fucking hot as shit in here. I'm fucking schwitzing and...
Well, you came in and put that jacket... That jacket stayed here. You didn't wear... You put a jacket on.
Of course. It's my show jacket because everyone's breaking my balls about wearing my fucking... My heavy fleece, they say, like homeless.
Dude, also for a big guy, I don't know if it's selection when you get to the store or not, but the colors you choose are out of this
that
world.
That first round of ads for the stereo app, it was just me by myself.
Yeah.
And I had this thing on. I was all jacked up. I'm like, this Thursday night, make sure you sign up. Right left.
You're peacocking in that tree. Yeah.
I don't, dude. Listen, I'm significantly smaller than you. I'm a chubbier guy.
Right.
And I wear all black or earth tones. This guy comes in with like neon green, neon yellow, baby blue.
I like to show it off.
That's the other way to go.
You lean into it.
Yeah, of course, you lean into it,
and you're getting people that wear the big boisterous stuff, and then it takes away from the chubbiness for people.
They don't know what going on.
Only certain people can get away with it.
What's going on with this guy?
Because you have to own it while you're doing it, and you're owning the shirt while you're wearing
it. Owning it. That's right. I fucking own it. Fucking owning it here.
No, he leases it. He's got to have it back. That thing's back in 2 months.
Why do you think I keep it at the studio? It's property of AYG.
That jacket's got his own room here.
We got two other
two other shows are wearing this. But no, you look fantastic. I was thinking before we came in, we're all Irishmen.
Yes.
Here to a degree.
Yeah.
And I was curious, do you guys have any, or are you starting to have any of the shanty Irish afflictions that usually come? Like, does anybody have gout? You're starting to get eczema.
Over the past six months, I've over quarantine. I've developed eczema.
Yeah,
like,
that's
and just
real.
Some
really?
Old Irish guy.
Yeah,
I have bad skin now.
Dial soap.
Are you whittling while you're
eating an onion?
You're just looking at your eczema while you're just carving a ship out of soap.
Out of a potato.
Bastards killed Kennedy.
We got the White House.
Things will never be the same.
Yeah.
You have
goddamn
eczema
union.
Now?
I developed it over. Yeah.
How does they know how it happened or no?
I don't know.
Because I'm wondering. And
he's Irish trash. Yes. What do you mean?
I mean, I'm just talking enough to being a dirtball. I don't know.
It's just genetic garbage.
Yeah.
No, I haven't got gout yet, but I was convinced.
Because we look like this show could be called Three Guys with Gout. Like, honestly, it really could.
Are you gout?
Yeah.
Brought to you by Flonase.
So you think you can gout?
Brought to you by Mucinex.
But no gout yet. But I just have, you know what's getting for me? The old Irish man ear hair / nose hair thing that I have
sure.
to watch.
Yeah,
but that's not an affliction, I guess. But it kind of is.
If you let it go, it's not good.
It's bad. I think if you let it go, it becomes like that hardcore coarseness.
Oh, makes my fucking...
It's the kind of thing that... You ever have the ear hair and then you scratch it
you
in your
hear
head?
It?
And it sounds like a DJ in your ear? You ever had that?
What?
You never had that where you rub the ear hair on your ear and it sounds like going... Wit, wit,
no,
wit,
I'm not
wit,
from
wit.
The Shire. What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I had like long ear hair. I had to get one of those ear hair things. And I had to, like, take it out of my nose and take it out of my ear.
All right. Well, this brings up, I mean, this is a perfect segue into the first question from Patreon. Guys, you know, when you sign up for Patreon, we will automatically answer your question. We'll also answer some from the Facebook group. Those are the two main ways people are sending us message emails. Those are the two best ways to do it. Join the Patreon. We'll definitely get it read. And we also pull Facebook group. This is from Anthony. Ever use a car key to clean the wax out of your ears?
What
or
the
anything
fuck?
Else? I've gotten in there with a paperclip a couple of times.
I've used a pen cap.
Yeah,
that's
a
pen
good
cap.
One. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
car key never, because I think there's so much crap on car keys. You're just adding to the wax.
That's a little dirty.
I've used car keys to clean my sinuses out.
You're like, I use car keys as a CPAP machine. I've used it to clean my nails. I've used car keys to clean my nails.
Yeah, it's
like
great.
That, like, but it has to be a silver one. They look cleaner.
I don't, dude. How could you stick a key in your ear and get anything?
That's what I want to know.
How bad is your wax build?
No, I think you'd like it's not that bad. So you like kind of just circle around. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a fucking.
No.
I'm not an ENT.
I've never been a big earwax guy, to be honest with you.
I don't really get it that
bad. Surprisingly.
I get it when the headphones give it to everybody. So
if
I wear my headphones, then I'll have a ton of it right after I wear my headphones. And I'll use even Q-tips, which is such a
racket.
What
they're saying is don't. Now, Q-tips came out and said, don't put these in your ears. It's like, dude. You fucking sold us on it for 30 years, and you take the supply away?
That's like McDonald's saying, don't eat Big Macs. That's the same thing.
Yeah, it's like, get the fuck out
Which
of here.
Which they're not. No, no one has said that.
But car keys, no. Have you?
No.
No, no way. But what you've used pen cap I've used for my nails and my ears.
Sure.
Yeah.
But car key, I don't see. I've used it to open boxes, a car key. That's not that trashy, I guess.
No, that's, yeah.
I've used it to open boxes.
Shut up my ass a couple times.
I fucked myself with it.
I got to use a Q-tip after the shower. That's part of my shower routine.
Same here.
Yeah.
I'm the same way.
Which is growing, by the way, which is annoying. The shower routine as you get older, it gets more and more.
And we've said this, I think, on Hard Feelings or on the Patreon. I don't think it's an age thing. I think it's a size thing for you. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of wear and tear on that body.
I probably have more stuff. What did you add to it? Can you give us the list?
I
don't know if we want this list, by the way. This is going to be a fucking nasty list. Shove my car keys in my pee hole.
I have the foot scrubber thing in the shower. That's the first thing.
Oh, really?
Do you scrub my feet? I get out. Towel dry due to years. I got this. Shout out to fucking Golbon. Golbon has shit in the spray can now.
Really?
Yeah, spray on Golbon.
I had a mishap.
It's like Banksy over here.
Oh, dude, I'm in there fucking tagging the shit out of myself.
I had a mishap with Golbon once. I didn't realize you're not supposed to put medicated Golbon on your balls.
And it burned? Is it like the icy hot
weight,
thing?
Yeah, it's kind of.
No, I always put it on. That's the whole point.
He said medicated.
I put medicated.
Though. Yeah, but Golbon is I want the.
No, no. Then it's something. I put it too much or something, and I was walking around all day. I had to go home. I think I was working somewhere, and I had to leave in the middle. I go, I got to go home for personal reasons. I said it was personal reasons. I got to get out of here. I must have put too much. I was like making cutlets down there. You know what I'm saying? Like I was like powdering it with my hand, and I think I just took way too much. Like, because you had so much.
He was like LeBron before the playoffs.
Ooh. It was like the most painful Zeppeli ever. It was like,
couple of deep fried Oreos. A
couple of funnel cakes down that bad boy.
Are you a Golbon guy? Do you powder on
I
right
was
now?
Up until that point. No, I don't powder right now, but I go through phases, so I'll bring back powder. I go all Johnson's and Johnson's, baby. I go
Wait,
old
so right
school.
Now you get out of the shower, there's no powder, there's
I
no
dry, because yeah.
Really? I use a blow dryer.
You know what I use it more
That's
powder?
That's a size thing.
Maybe. I just want I well
That's
I,
not eight.
I've always done it. I just like to make sure everything
He uses
is dry
a blow
now.
Dryer and a team of eight, I'm pretty sure.
Two of the neighbors come over.
You got a NASCAR pit
hey,
crew?
There's a pandemic. You need a part-time job. Just go for it. You know what I do? It's probably, and tell me if it's the worst for you. Summertime is when it's peak. I have the bad, the in between, I'll be on my phone too long or something.
You get the sweaty
and
they there.
And get the sweaty rash in the middle, and I can't stand it. I'll put powder on that.
You need anti-chafing stick. That's what I got.
Is that what it is?
Yep, Gold Mom makes it, put it right in between your thighs. Or in any crevice that you don't want to get done.
I think it's official. All female listeners have tuned out at this point. Yeah, you got to put your stick in between your teeth.
Honey, I'll be in there in a second. I got to put my cream on.
But no, car keys, I feel like it's hardcore. That's like a new level of.
To get something out, too. That's crazy.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, our listeners are fucking savages, dude. You know, they're listening. They're listening to Are You Garbage. They're not fucking. They're not Kennedys.
So if he's asking, do you do that? Does that mean that he does that?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
you would think.
Yeah, yeah. This is from Kishan. Have you ever taken a leak while brushing your teeth?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
I can't. It's too much moving.
Oh, I think you just kind of go at a slower rate. So you're kind of like.
That's like rubbing your head and patting your stomach. I can't do it. I'm not. That's why I'm not a good drummer. I can't keep two tempos.
Do you have to keep one hand on the pee-pee while you're peeing?
Have to? What do you mean?
Like, do you have to keep one hand on your wee-wee to keep it pointed in the right direction? or will it hang down and pee?
Otherwise, then I have to.
You got a small dick? What's the deal?
Yeah, I think we've gone over that. I got the Irish curse.
Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying, I can, but you have to look to. Yeah, like you have to make sure you're fucking.
Because I could see if you had to hold one hand and do that, you couldn't do
it. No, I'm not like peeling back fucking fat flaps or anything like that. Like it fucking. It's, but I yeah, I just can't. I see, like, just now, this starts moving. Like, I can't do two different tempos.
You're doing a
loopy. Yeah, so I'm like fucking, you know.
I think I'm doing it, but it's a half-assed brush. I'm not doing a full brush when I'm peeing. And I've probably only done it a couple of times. I'm not doing it on,
do you brush your teeth in the shower?
No, I've never done that.
Yeah, it's trash.
I've been peeing in the shower lately.
Oh, that was the next question. Do you pee in the shower?
Yeah.
No, have you ever hit for the Are You Garbage cycle and peed in the shower while brushing your teeth in the shower?
That's, I mean.
Wow.
I pee in the shower all the time.
I believe I have.
That's just, then you're just an assassin at that point.
It's a pretty warm feeling. It's probably the closest thing to doing heroin you could probably get.
It's just, it feels euphoric.
Peeing in a warm shower while a shower's coming down over top of you.
Are people not peeing in the shower? That's crazy to me.
I'm not. I don't pee in the shower.
You don't?
What?
I love it.
Ever since I heard about the ringworm thing, I don't pee in the shower.
Ringworm?
You can get ringworm.
Dude, I've been peeing in the shower every day 34 years. I don't have ringworm.
What kind of fucking Irish tales have you been being told at night? Well, don't you be peeing in the shower?
I was on a ship once, and they told me about ringworm and the sea monster.
That's what wrestlers get. I don't get that from peeing.
You can get that from stepping on pee. Maybe it's not your own pee, but it's... Maybe that's the thing.
Well,
you can't
knock
get
the other
pee
out with your pee.
But
that, so you
don't
why
do you think when people go to their college dorms, they wear flip flops into the shower?
Because that's like 50 guys using the shower.
But then what's the difference then?
Well, like if it's like you, if you're in your, you live alone.
How many dudes you get rolling through there?
I don't know, team of 80.
A couple of guys coming in.
Yeah, I think you're fine. I've never had it.
Oh, okay. I've just never done it. I never did it.
Give it a whirl. Go home tonight. Give it a whirl.
I've had ringworm.
It's all pipes.
It's all pipes. I think I would just feel the shower would be gross after I did it or something. Yeah. And I'm not dainty at all, but
great,
that for some reason
feeling.
I don't do that.
Yeah. Great feeling.
Let it go, dude.
Yeah.
Is it great?
Yeah.
I'll do it in the tub. I don't care.
Do you feel like you're just going against societal norms?
If you feel like you're on heroin, like the warm water's rushing over your back and pee's coming out of you. It's great.
You either got really bad heroin or you pee really good. I don't
I've
know.
I've jerked off in the shower.
So one or the other, because they ain't the same.
I guess I could pee in the shower.
You either got some bad H.
I've jerked off in the shower, definitely.
Oh, I did that this morning.
Did you?
Yeah. Wet I work. Love wet work, dude. Sign me up. I'm like a stonemason. Fucking, yeah.
You having your own apartment now. You all over the place with that?
What do you mean?
Is like the honeymoon in there?
Oh, no. Well, no. It's no, because it's COVID. It's very hard.
No,
saying where are you jerking off?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm all of. Ever since I got blinds, too. That was. Once I got blinds, it was a fucking free-for-all.
Wait till I get my blinds, you son of a bitch.
That's how trash I am. I didn't have blinds. Until my landlords were like, we're going to get you blinds. They bought blinds for the house, and they were like.
That Donnelly guy ain't playing ball.
I'm like, I'm literally jerking off my living room, like huddled down on the couch so nobody, like, too low. Yeah. I'm basically doing the,
like,
stop,
in the corner.
Stop, drop, and roll, but for jerking off.
He's under the couch cushions.
I've been there, and you're just praying no one can see. Like if I can't see them, they can't see me, right? Meanwhile, someone's on the roof just like, oh, look at this fucking.
Because that's like a felony now. They'll come and
not
get you.
Not if you're in your house.
You don't think?
If you live across from a school, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
What do you think we moved there for?
For vacationing with Jeffrey Epstein, maybe.
All right, this is, wait, we're just on the same fucking.
Peeing in the shower.
Peeing in the
shower.
Great question, love it.
Yeah. This is pretty funny.
That's not the first time that question came up on the show, right?
I think it
wow,
might be.
Oh,
yeah.
That's interesting.
No, we've discussed.
I don't think so, to be honest with you. I mean, maybe in quick passing.
I know
we've
discussed not really wiping and hopping in the shower when you're done pooping.
I've done that.
Yeah, sometimes.
That you feel like you're cheating the system on that one.
Yeah,
you feel like
yeah.
you're making deals because you're like, I save all that toilet paper or those wipes.
This is from the Savage Cabbage. Anybody in your family pronounce the word Italian as Italian?
Yes.
No, because
who?
Long Island, they don't do that.
No?
I think it's Italian.
Yeah.
I've always heard Italian.
Italian. Yeah, Italy. Italy?
Italy.
Italy.
Italy. Going to Italy?
Is that
Italy.
Just an accent thing, though?
I think it's just a dirt Philly. Philly thing.
Yeah. But then Chicago's Italian, right? They say Italian in Chicago.
Only if you got something bad to say about them.
Somebody owes you some money.
Yeah. If one's late on the VIG, I'll be an Italian.
This Italian fucked my girlfriend.
It's never in a proper way.
No, you got beef with Baked Ziti. You're saying Italian.
It's so good. Baked Ziti. Baked Ziti's the trashiest of all the Italian dishes.
But we were,
I'd like to go on record.
Baked Ziti's the one that like broke out from the rest of the Italian
dishes.
Baked
Ziti
will have every, even an Irish VFW hall get together.
We'll have
Baked Ziti is the go-to. Yeah,
it's
crap. Let's get lasagna.
That's like we were saying growing up. I think it was in the let's get lasagna. Fake ass lasagna bullshit. Trying to piss this off.
But you're right though. Just have fucking, lasagna.
Yeah, get your shit together.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Fucking paying for this.
And anytime someone gives you like a ziti, it's always like they got to tell you how simple it is to make it. It's easy. You just make the noodles, dump it in a stroller, and that shit.
Yeah, I know. It sucks, lady.
Yeah, that's why I didn't fucking make it myself, you dumb broad.
That's also why they don't make the lasagna, because they're like, I'm not, it's too much.
It's too much.
I can't
much.
Do
yeah,
it.
It's
yeah.
Next time, put a little fucking time and effort into it.
It's so true.
It won't be so easy.
Always.
How easy
a ziti is every single fucking time. The only times I've had like an aunt explain to me how easy it is to make ziti, it's like, yo, buttered noodles or hit the bricks, okay? I'm not wasting my time.
Yeah, you boiled noodles, put some cheese and sauce, threw it in the oven, watched Oprah fuck the mailman, and pulled it out. We get it.
All right. This is that was Italians. This is for Shawnee. You're a bit of a bit of a drinker. Have been. That's how
he likes a cocktail.
For the listener, that's how me and Donnelly are fucking. Donnelly's like one of my go to drinking guys.
You look very Hemingway right now too. By the way, you got the watch. Yeah.
That's my go-to. I'm going to write a novel after
very
this.
Florida, you have very Florida Keys vibe right now.
Oh, thank you.
You have
like kind of like boat captain going to a christening.
He's
got his good double pocket shirt on.
This is. I have a show tonight. This is the shirt I'm wearing. This is like nice for me. This is actually
I got a
christening
tonight.
yes, we are drinking pals.
Yeah.
Absolutely. One of the greatest, we drink at one of the greatest bars I've ever been to in my life.
Yeah, there's like a romance behind it. We get there and like they don't close, like they'll let us stay.
Best.
And it's just fucking Sean. Anytime, anytime you try to leave, at any time you'll be like,
"Are you going?"
You're like, "Hey, Sean, I'm leaving." He goes, "You're leaving? What?" It could be like fucking noon the next day. You're like covered in blood. I'm like, I gotta get a what? You're leaving?
And some people get very scared when I do.
I do. Anxiety ridden.
And sometimes he gets.
I like to leave early. Gang, real quick, let's talk about the brand new live show happening over there on the stereo app of Are You Garbage. Mm-hmm. We're gonna be taking your questions live on the air.
Yeah, guys, you get to join the conversation on the stereo app. It's going to be me and the big man chopping it up. You guys get to jump in with your questions. We'll go over them live on the air on the stereo app, and we're going to be doing this every Thursday for the next couple of weeks.
Mm-mm-mm.
Get involved. It's going to be a good time. It's easy. Just go to the link in the description of this episode. The link is stereo.com/KevinRyan or stereo.com/HFoley. And when you click that link and sign up for the stereo app, me and a big man get to wet our beaks a little bit.
Yeah.
Everybody wins. So join this. Join the stereo app. Join the conversation. Join Are You Garbage, baby.
100% free. Sign up today.
Now back to the show. You don't like, you're the, dude, like, let's
you
get this on paper, you're
early.
The worst hang. You used to be such a good hang, you stink anymore.
I'm surprised.
I mean, like, back in the day when we were, like, drink, like, in the village and stuff, you were a good hang, you'd be drinking and telling jokes, and, dude, now you're like, why is that guy looking at me? Why is that bartender not serving me? What's Donnie's deal? I gotta get out of here. I got your car. I got the thing. I got the man.
You do leave early now. You do that. Because I think I had a couple of late nights with you. And
I'm 45.
I'm 42.
Yeah.
All
right. And also, we're not even doing it right now. So that's when we do it. We go all out. We did a Patty's outdoor thing, and we got a little bit toasty, and then got even more toasty after.
Yeah,
exactly.
How
so
we
fantastic.
I've always, my parents have always been that family. We've always left early.
Yeah,
so it's innocent.
That's why you're
gotta
all
get
fucking
home.
Dorks. That's why me and Donnelly are partying over here.
Ma, you hear this bullshit?
The Foleys leave right before the check gets dropped.
Yeah.
They just did last call, Terry. Get your bag.
Terry, Mike's looking at a dessert menu. Let's go.
Stretching the arms while you're pushing the check over.
All right, it's time to call tonight.
Listen, we had a great time with you guys. Thanks so much.
I so hope that plays on camera. That was fantastic.
That was great.
We had a good time with you guys. No, not that. Not never at dinner. Just at like by like parties. I don't know. We got anxiety. What do you mean? Tell you. We got.
Yeah, relax.
It.
Have but a
you,
drink.
But you used to hang out later. But he used to hang out later. You're saying?
Well, we like were doing a lot of shows. Like yeah. In the village, we were doing a lot of shows at the Lantern and stuff, and like we'd have like an 8, a 10, and a midnight, and then like. You know, after the 10, you start boozing and drinking.
Right.
We were hanging. Or I was outside smoking. Everything's hanging. Now he's like, I'm good. Dude, we'll literally get
but
in
you
the
have,
car.
You have the look and demeanor of a person and how much I like you. I want you to hang out longer.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? And you have the look that of a guy who does hang out until 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Right, doesn't he?
Yeah, his anxiety is too bad.
It's too much. It's
the
too
next
much.
Time you're hanging out at 5
Have you ever
in
gotten, like, were me like, making you feel weird about leaving? Did you get mad at me from doing that? Like, back when you
Not
used to
mad.
Go to
it just gives
time?
Me anxiety.
Everything gives you anxiety, dude.
You're giving me anxiety. And for me to stay late, let's be honest, I need to procure some accessories. All right, let's put it that way. I'm not good just drinking. I get tired. I get drunk.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah. You need a pick me up.
Sure.
Yes, there you go. I got you.
But you sit at the bar like you know they're about to raid the place. Dude, you sit there, you're like, just the cranberry juice for me, like fucking it's killing
like,
everybody's
like a
body.
Fucking informant. Yeah. He's ratting on everybody.
If Foley cleans his ear with car keys on a night out, he starts hearing real fast.
his ears get some business plans.
Yeah, you get out of there like you're wearing a wire.
I know, and I don't like it.
So abracadabra. He jumps over the bar. Yeah, dude. Fucking take a Xanax. Relax, will you? Couple of guys trying to hang out over here.
Have a snake bite, will you? I'm telling the story over here.
I'm just, me and Kevin are just drinking. Foley comes over here. So what do you hear about that shipment coming in?
Say it into my chest, will you?
The boss say anything to you?
Can you still get me those tickets? What are you talking about, Foley?
Holy shit. Good times, huh? But this is, that all stemmed from this. This is from Ryan. Have you ever used something to stir a drink that wasn't a spoon or a straw?
Yeah.
When you're like drinking with your buddies at a house or something.
Butter knife.
Probably a pen.
A pen. We did sure. Like in the dorm room or something. Yeah. A pen was big.
But I'm also
Or your
not...
fingers always. Do you ever have someone make you one? Stare it with their finger, then give it to you?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, that's a lot of my family parties. My uncle's like, this is good, right? I'm like, yeah, sure, let's do it. I don't give a fuck.
Now your nails floating
in
there.
Yeah, it's whiskey, ain't it? It'll kill whatever's in there.
Yeah, it's alcohol.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah sure.
It's like the thing at the barbershop, the barber side.
Oh, but
it's
yeah.
Did you guys, growing up, did you guys, in your like little bar setup in your family home, wherever that was? Or
we didn't have one.
Whenever it came out.
Yeah.
Did it ever come out for parties? Because we used to put the bar on top of the washer and dryer.
You're not putting the bar on, you were putting 2 liters in a fucking bottle of pop-off on the washer and dryer. Stop calling it a bar.
It was a bottle of maraschino cherries. There was some cut-up limes. You know
what
I mean?
You put the
you would put the
bullshit tablecloth over it. Exactly. Try to make it nice. A bowl.
Exactly.
A bowl with ice in it.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
My parents always Lancer's wine, which was always like this red bottle. Do you remember this red bottle of wine? I think it was just like cheap wine, but they loved it.
If it's coming from your family, it was for sure cheap wine, by the way. No one's pegging you. It's like, oh, well, let me get a Sauvignon. No. Yeah. Sutter home or nothing.
Are you saying my parents weren't sommeliers?
Do our parents, because I have that, your mom drinks, you know.
Nisi wine.
Yeah.
That's what my whole family calls it, Nisi wine.
What's Nisi wine?
It's
like fruit wine?
It's Pinot, it's Cavit Pinot Grigio. It's like, you know, a nickel for a fucking 55-gallon jug.
Holy shit.
So do you think like, they really
Is that
do-
boxed? Sorry, is that
no,
boxed?
No, it's in a box. We're not animals. We got a little bit of cage.
It does. You can get it in a box. Let's not. Yeah. At the manufacturer's request. Don't act like you can't get a box.
You can't get it. Yeah. What does your mom drink? Coors Light?
Just the I always thought, I don't know if I mentioned this last time. I think I did, actually. The Budweiser Midgies, the little tiny
Oh, we call them ponies.
Love a pony.
Yeah. Go get some Rolling Rock ponies, a bucket of ponies, and a nice sports bar. Good night.
Oh, that's a shot. Fucking just ice cold. They're great.
Yeah, whacking ponies.
No, but I was going to say, do you think do they really like that one? Like you're saying, like my parents loved it. Did they really love it, or did they just get used to it because it was so cheap?
I think they liked it. I remember they liked it. But they like it because that's what they're used to drinking because it's cheap. Like, so I think it's like a...
That's what their tastes are, you know. Are
it's a chicken or an egg.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, yeah, this isn't bad. We can afford it. Oh, I like it.
Yeah, you know, the taste of it.
Because
yeah.
there's a lot of that.
To this day, my mom puts...
We're also Irish yaks from fucking Long Island.
My mom puts ice in her wine. She puts ice in it.
And red wine.
And white wine.
I don't think it matters.
I don't think it matters. And people think that's like blasphemous for wine. Yeah, you can't do that to wine.
But on the island, I'm sure...
On the island, it's on the menu. Yeah.
It's 50 cents extra.
It's a fucking delicacy.
It's on the on the island, it's on the menu.
Rocco, use the good ice tonight. Will you? Come on. Give me the good ice tonight, not the cube stuff. Wine with crushed ice. Just having a wine slurpee.
Oh, wow.
That brings up this. This is for Michael. Would your family put cases or 12 packs of beers and soda outside on the porch during like a Thanksgiving or Christmas? Like not in a cooler, just outside because it was cold out.
Yes.
On the back deck 100%. Or patio.
My dad, we didn't just do it with alcohol. My dad had vintage seltzers. Also, like seltzers and Cokes and everything
would
just be in the back.
Yeah, outside.
Or in the garage, on the side, yeah.
Vintage, like old?
Vintage, the brand. Oh, the brand. Yeah. That's a trashy seltzer brand.
I'm really surprised.
Probably get a 12-pack of 35 cents.
I'm really surprised you were just name-dropping vintage. I'm stunned. I thought that's what you meant. I'm like, there's no way.
I got all my money in vintage seltzer.
Our cellar was filled with old-timey seltzer.
1983 vintage seltzer.
Like, you know, they were all in those canisters that the clowns had. They spray each other with. That's you know, it's
with the gun. Yeah.
Bunch of racist seltzers. Oh, man. That's trash.
This is from Gary. Do all your bathroom towels
Gary?
Match?
No, of course not.
No,
what?
No,
you mean when I was growing up and now? I don't think that's ever happened.
Oh, growing up, yeah. We had one set of show towels that you couldn't touch. You touched those towels.
But I mean,
was
like,
no, I think
problem.
You mean
but, like,
overall.
Was your, like, if you got out of the shower and your mom got out of the shower, did those two towels match?
No.
I mean, some of them did.
Yeah, but not all of them. They weren't all the same.
We're not throwing out towels. What are we, fucking assholes?
Well, that's kind of the point. Like,
that's the idea. It's like, yeah, they're fucking $3. You can throw them out.
Yeah. We also had a beach towel that had it looked like pantyhose stretched apart.
You can see through it.
You can see through it. You can see, and we'd still have it. They wouldn't throw it away. We never. And I would use it like a fucking idiot.
I know. I do. We're the same way.
But here's the thing. Those towels, I like a towel when it's all worn down.
But then it gets
because you
the
never
point.
Had a new one. Get a new one, then talk to me, okay? Yeah, this is what he does. He justifies his dirt ball.
No, he's right. It's worn in.
If you have a new one, it's too soft. If the new one is too like slippery,
too soft, Sean.
Too slippery.
Can a beer be too cold?
Yeah, it doesn't get the water
off. It doesn't get the water off.
Yeah, that's non-washed is different. I'm not saying like take it right off the shelf.
You need a little bit of grit on that.
But that takes a little while. It's not just one wash. It takes a few washes.
Okay,
right?
Okay, it doesn't.
Takes like two football seasons.
No, get out of here. You're nuts.
But I'll say this. But like I said, it gets to a point that it doesn't pick up any of the water because it's basically a giant loose leaf piece of paper.
You're just moving it around.
Yeah, just moving it around. Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
Might as well use paper towel. Like paper towels probably had more absorbability than that one towel, that beach towel.
Dude, my roommate Flip, growing in college or whatever, like he would like not have a towel or whatever, and he would sometimes he would dry off using paper towels. I'm like, dude, take t-shirt or something. He would just be like, with the bat. I'm like, dude, that was fucking $3. I just bought that roll of paper towel.
Yeah, because you have to use like 80 of them.
No, dude, it's like
you're not saving anything. Like you're just buy yourself a towel. You save way more money.
I remember looking at him like an animal. I'm like, dude, I'll use a dirty t-shirt or a sock or something. I'm like, this is savagery.
That's trash.
I've used the t-shirt to dry off. I didn't forget I didn't have a towel.
For a year. I'll do that now. I don't care.
Let me sidebar here. How do you feel? And I know this isn't good for the pipes. How do you feel about wiping with a paper towel?
What? I'll do it.
Yeah.
I have no, it's weird. I have no problem doing it if I have to.
You don't prefer it?
No, I don't prefer it.
I would say I prefer it.
You prefer it?
Prefer it. More grip.
That's a man's man right there. On the job site, is that where you prefer it? You more
wipe my ass with a hand towel.
It's you know what it is. It keeps more distance between you and the material.
It's a little more. You can get a little more. You can get in there a little more with that.
You can get a little more grip.
Yeah.
Get some more stuff.
Some people
don't
have good grip sometimes.
I've even done it. You ever do it where you're in a pinch, and it's like the school paper towels, like the
hard ones,
the hard brown ones.
Those things are shoeboxes.
They're brutal.
Yeah, I've wiped with those, and that's brutal.
That'll leave you bloody.
That's playing like basketball in dress shoes. It's you're sliding all over. The
Fully wipes with paper towels and he dries with a shop vac.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to a good shop vac. Ain't nothing wrong with
it. I always wanted to have, like, we've posted pictures of it. They posted pictures in the Facebook group where it's that one unit. It's like a a sink, a toilet, and a shower all in one thing. I always wanted to, like, the Jetsons version, like where you just would go through a little conveyor belt.
And everything just happens at once?
Yeah, you come all out.
Yeah.
Sound like a real go-getter. Can I stand there and someone performs all my bodily functions for me? Fucking.
Hey, can somebody get this poop out of my butt, please?
And he's like, Foley's like, I went to the circus the other day. They're just hosing down this elephant.
This guy's got a maid in the shade.
I used to love taking a shower with the hose.
Well, I don't mind that. One thing I'll say is, I don't know if this is even trashy or not. The beach showers are great.
Oh, we talk about it all the time. The outdoor shower.
That's a great sensation, too, because you're in the hot weather and the cold water.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
It feels good. But
big outdoor shower guy.
When I landscaped in the summer, we would be around poison ivy so much that we'd always have a thing of Palmolive or something. There's one of those soaps that if you washed off with it, it killed the grease in.
Really?
Yeah. So when you got out of there, we immediately would like take showers in the people's backyard, just, you know, with our shorts on or whatever. Yeah. Maybe not. It was
rinse
a Friday.
Off.
and take a shower with fucking dishwashing soap. Ride back feeling clean as a whistle.
Like you're Jules Winfield in Pulp Fiction. Gentlemen, you both in the county?
Exactly.
All right, this is actually from the Facebook group. This is from Manny. Do you or does anyone in your family have an old couch on your front porch or outside anywhere? Back porch, garage.
We're not the Duke boys. What?
Well, my front porch, you're saying front porch.
Like, you know.
Oh, as the seating?
As the seating.
No. That seems like a down home south kind of
thing. When you don't care about the property value.
Yeah.
We would do it growing up, garage. It was like we would.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. We got a couch in the garage.
You had a couch in the garage.
Oh, but
it was like an old couch that you like moved out. And you're like, oh, the kids will sit on this in the garage.
Exactly. I think we did that at one point. Yeah, we did that.
That was huge.
But I think I told you this. I don't know if I said this last time. But then it got to the point where my dad's friend Bob Lally stored his boat in our garage, and it didn't fit. It stuck out of the garage. Did I tell you guys that already?
I think so.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Wait, you had so you the have ass of the a you had
the front
of a boat sticking out of your front. Sticking out of your thing all winter.
For like 20 years.
The Donnellys must be doing pretty well.
Yeah, that's probably what
that's nuts.
They got a boat.
They got a Caprice Classic and a boat in their garage.
At least they don't have a couch on the front yard.
Yeah, right. Well, I think that is like, because I think you might have mentioned this too, but I have like relatives that would keep Christmas lights all year round. I never understood that. Yeah. That's trash.
In the backyard, you know, now it's kind of okay to have Christmas lights.
In the backyard.
If you're entertaining.
Yeah.
But that's the white
ones. If you turn them on, that's fine. But if you just got them up and you're not turning them on, that's trashy.
And I'm not even talking about the. I'm talking about the colorful bowls.
Like Santa and all
like,
that stuff?
Yeah, you're not mistaking these things for just entertaining
lights.
Yeah.
This isn't a luau.
This is like, this should be December. These things only show themselves.
It's no one's engagement party.
Exactly. Exactly. Gotcha. It's not a Lumineers video.
Hey, ho!
Ho!
Dude, that's a fucking great joke. Lumineers vid. Woo! Donnelly's hot today, folks.
Killing!
All right, this is from Augustine. This is also a drinking one. How do you drink your beer at home or in a restaurant? If you're at a restaurant and they serve you, it's in a bottle and they serve you a glass, do you pour into the glass?
No.
No.
I don't. No, I drink out of the bottle.
Yeah.
I prefer the bottle.
You?
I think sometimes it depends on the beer, but...
Unless it's like a Guinness or something that
where you need it that way. Yeah. So no, otherwise it's a.
If you order like a Budweiser and they bring you a glass
out of the bottle.
A bottle.
Out of the bottle.
Yeah.
I must be a real dirtball because I thought you meant like how fast. Because I usually when I get the first one.
Oh, first one.
I put it down.
Doesn't
quick.
Stand a chance.
Because I want to get into the zone.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh yeah.
I chug my first.
He's going home by 9, so he has to.
He's doing
fucking Cliff Notes.
Order my first beers. I'm saying my goodbye. Yeah.
Hey guys, so I'll see you. Let me get another beer before I go.
He's boofing whiskey.
I like a nice draft.
Yeah, but I'm saying you're getting
the
bottle.
I'm getting the bottle.
They're serving it with a glass.
If it's an IPA, I'm pouring it in a glass. If it's like a Budweiser, Corona, or something light. I'm keeping it in the bottle. Long as it's nice and cold.
Yeah, it's gotta be cold.
That's another thing. A frosted glass you can't beat.
No, of course.
But at a restaurant, that's not what you get.
Frosted glass in your own home? You ever have those?
Yeah. I do the Guinness cans. I only do Guinness cans.
The nitro cans or what has the thing in it. Yeah.
The bottles stink. And I put my
You are real Irish
my
trash.
Glass in the freezer, and then I have a cold cold Guinness. In the, I,
will
I
you
love
drink
it.
Anything else out of that glass?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Apple juice?
Yeah, the chocolate milk.
Oh, dude, I love it. Pulling out a frosted glass with some milk.
Oh, it's good fantastic. Night. Oh, I got. I went on a Zoom date with a girl, like, I don't know, a few months ago,
quit
whatever
bragging.
It was. Yeah, right? Hey, yeah, talk about Lothario. But and I did Oreos and milk in that same glass, in that pint glass. And she said, oh, a white guy drinking milk. It's too gross. And I'm like, all right, this was fun. I'll see you.
I'll see you later.
And I was like, what are you talking about?
I don't get
she thought, like, the idea of, like, the wholesomeness of the milk and that I was, like, it was almost like, Little House in the Prairie or something.
Yeah,
like drinking milk is like a weird old timey thing. And I was like, yeah, you're out of your fucking mind.
Hit the brick, sweetheart. This is a milk household, okay?
I don't know about that, but I mean, I'm no romance legend, but a glass of milk and Oreos on a date? What are you doing? give me an effort here, will you?
It was going to work out anyway. Let's be honest.
I'm just here for the Oreos.
Yeah, I'm just here for the human contact for 10 minutes.
You started out with a glass of red wine. As soon as you saw it going south.
Yeah,
you
pull out the milk.
You got a two-footer in front of you. Crushing an Italian combo.
I have caviar and wine. And then I see, and we talk for 10 minutes. I'm like, let me get those Oreos and milk.
Grab the Fritos.
You going to put these back in the fridge?
All right, let's see here. This is from Daniel. Ever invite someone with you somewhere because you know they will offer to pay for you too?
No, but I'm always excited when that happens. No, I've never done it on purpose.
Sure.
I've never done it on purpose, but I would never, for the explicit reason.
No. I mean, yeah, that's what they mean.
That's what they mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no, I've done it where I'm a friend, and then if you have a friend that's like, no, I got you. Like
yeah.
that. Like,
I, yeah, exactly.
I've had that happen.
I have a lot of friends that I know that if they're there, they're going to be like, I got, like.
Yes.
Or
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
But you want to hang out with them.
Yeah, because they're getting it. You know what I mean?
But no,
I'm kidding.
No, but what he's saying is, like, for the only reason they're there is because they're going to pay for the meal.
Yeah, Kevin, no, I've never done that.
If I may step in, Kevin's never had to put himself in that situation because he has a very strong support system, especially in his lean years. All of his buddies had good jobs. So
when I was coming
family,
up, all my friends, you know, I mean, I would hang
you
out.
You made your living at that.
At what?
Yeah, going
you're
out.
So jealous. It's
I'm
crazy.
Not jealous.
Dude, this is like the third time you've brought it up in 3 episodes. Even on the Patreon.
I'm not jealous.
You are so jealous.
You lived a certain life of comfort. That's all.
No.
Not that I didn't.
How much of a comfort could you live just by going out for a couple dinners? Oh, you mean it would be a constant?
No. So my out of the, this is what he's talking
that's
about.
That's how trash food is.
His friends all,
he's like,
his
you
his
have to go
all,
to a restaurant. I don't get to do that.
Yeah.
His buddies
well, sorry,
all,
I have friends and I hang out.
His
I don't,
buddies
I don't,
all got
I don't,
cash. They all got cash and do well.
Yeah, so when I started comedy, all my friends were like starting in like finance or lawyers or whatever. So like they all have cash, so I'd be like, and like they would always listen to like our pods or whatever. So they knew I was broke and whatever. So they would just, you know.
Offer to pay.
Yeah, hey, I got it. It's
did
fine.
You get trips out of it?
No.
Yeah, but I know people that got trips out of that stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's not a gourmand.
I will blow him.
And then are you also a 19-year-old Russian girl?
Weekend
can
to
you
Miami
put your head between your legs?
Weekend in Miami Beach watching the Trotters.
But also, my cousin. My
lap of luxury, you mean? Sorry.
Well, my cousins are, there's like another social circle, and I was always the youngest by like 10 years.
So they'll put down a card.
So like,
oh,
they always
like
got growing up, right? I was always the kid.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah
like my brother, my sister, I have like 15, 20 cousins where I was the youngest. So they're all like, even if I did have money out to pay
they
for
wouldn't
something,
even
like,
let
get
you
the
do
fuck
it
out
yeah
of here.
I had that happen with my cousins too. Yeah,
the Foley's don't open tabs. We pay as we go.
Yeah, of course. You're going to run out at a minute's notice.
I know. You got to be ready. You got to be ready to jump.
What if there's a hot case?
Yeah.
I got to go to Madge's call. I'm not jealous. I was just pointing it out.
Yeah, but you
not
make
it. Not pointing it out.
You pointed it out multiple times. And the way you do it.
The way you said it was like, you were like, all right, so he
does this guy. Because it's like, yeah, sorry, I have family and friends that love me. I'm not a weirdo with no friends. I apologize.
Because it's funny. It's the connotation of how he said Kevin's Kibby's friends.
Yeah.
But you guys are friends. So he like.
We're not friends.
We're not
we don't
really
hang
friends
out. Well, he doesn't hang out. What are you talking
about? He's got a good hang.
You guys are friends.
I've hung out with you socially more in the past year than I have with him.
Not at all time. You guys.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, we haven't. We don't hang.
No, we don't hang.
Well, that's also life stuff. I don't hang out with anybody either. I'm just saying.
Pandemic.
But pandemic.
Even
and
pre-pandemic.
Also, pre-pandemic.
Every time we meet up, you're like, "Where's Foley?" I'm like, "Oh, he went home."
Yeah, I do that. Yeah.
I do my work and I go home. For me, it's just my wife and my child.
Yeah. This guy's on his fucking high horse. All right, this is from Jamie.
It did sound like you were jealous of his
100%. I'm not an asshole.
I'm well aware of that.
The emotional gymnastics he does.
I don't blame you. It sounds like a nice little life.
Yeah, it sounds nice.
Well, he also, like, what am I going to be like? No, I'm not
going to
tell
you. Because he used to be like, I got no money. I'm like, I got no money. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm going down to Philly. And then Monday, we were here, we were there, bada bing, bada boom, bada bing.
Yeah.
Yeah, people like to have me around. I'm sorry, people can't say the same for you.
Little orphan Kippy had some fucking Daddy Warbucks situation going on.
Yeah, man, what do you want from me?
Meanwhile, I'm fucking in Southie, sleeping on a couch. Outside.
All right, this is from Chad. Do you eat, like, regularly, do you eat non-breakfast foods for breakfast?
Hold on. That's a great fucking question.
That's a whole run of a question.
And the answer is yes.
Because you're a weirder food guy.
Yeah.
As am I.
This happened for years. Like, I've only eaten eggs for 3 years.
That's crazy.
So I would every day, like at breakfast time, I would have lunch food every
chicken all parm for breakfast. Parm cereal.
I would have sides of beef at 10 in the morning.
I'll take the pork chops and an orange juice, please.
Can you give me a souffle for breakfast?
That's the soup today.
But no, yeah, I absolutely would do that. Absolutely.
Such
all the time.
As?
Mostly sandwiches, like chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, if you're having a chicken sandwich for the first meal of the day, there's something. Yeah, there's something.
Like in the morning, in the a.m.?
I would never eat.
I
would push lunch up to like 11. I would first eat at 11. And now with my situation, I'm eating at 12 and I'm eating lunch and I'll have breakfast foods at 12 because I make myself eggs.
When you were working a regular job, what was your last regular job?
My last regular job is I worked at an advertising place, at facilities, working in facilities at an advertising place, a corporate job.
You had to be there at like 9 a.m.
So there, what I would probably do there is either I would eat like shitty breakfast food. So it'd be like a roll or it'd be like donuts. But then a lot of the time I'd wait till lunch and eat lunch.
Sean's so trashy.
Or get lunch like 11.
That's rolls breakfast.
No, in New York it is.
A roll is a roll.
People get a buttered roll.
I don't do.
Ever you're in a deli, I'm like, I'll get a bacon, egg, and cheese. A guy next to me like, they get a buttered roll.
Buttered roll.
What is this, the 1920s? What the fuck's going on here? Get a bagel like a fucking gentleman.
And they get a butter roll and a Daily Bugle.
That's it. That's a European thing too.
He had a pound of sugar and a butter roll.
Yeah, what the fuck?
One of those wheel things.
I need 10 cents worth of shoelaces.
You have any pipe tobacco back there?
One of those stick candies with a swirl.
Yeah, well, let me get a roll and some unfiltered Lucky Strikes. Yeah,
I don't get it. I mean, I get it. It's
not a Philly thing.
Coffee and a butter roll.
A butter roll is only a New York
dirt ball New York
what
thing.
What the fuck? There's nothing in it.
It's a dinner roll.
Fucking
yeah.
Slice of jelly, something.
Oh yeah, but that was butter roll. Was like,
I just heard someone
butter
do it
bagel,
the other day.
Butter bagel.
A butter bagel. Yeah, a bagel's a breakfast
what do you,
food.
Yeah, butter.
You're
bagel,
not having
butter
a bagel.
Roll.
You're not.
It's just a lighter roll. I mean, a lighter bagel.
No,
is a roll.
A roll is a dinner food. You go out to dinner, they give you a dinner roll. They give you rolls, they give you bread with dinner. You're not getting a Blender's bagel at dinner.
A Kaiser roll in the morning, a buttered Kaiser roll in the morning is a breakfast.
Snuck Blender, in there.
Blender's bagels are great.
Yeah. Shout out to Blender.
That caught everybody's attention. That was a showstopper. We were all in the little like, yes, Blender's.
Would you guys freeze them or would you keep them?
You're goddamn
freeze
right.
Freeze them. Of course.
I mean, one time I went over to my buddy's house. They were just on the counter. I'm like, dump those. Get the ones out of the freezer.
Get this in the freezer stat.
Yeah, they feel real weird when they're not frozen. Yeah.
They're like spongy.
Kimmy presses the package and goes, we're losing them.
I don't trust them. I only know them frozen. Oh, fucking get those things on ice.
Call his mom down. Hey, Tuch, you want to get these on the rocks?
Shout out to Blender.
Good
showstopper.
All right, we only got a couple of minutes left.
Wait, what was that question? Oh, the non-breakfast food.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Lenders, he got Lenders bagels on the brain.
You know, I also, this might be pulling back the curtain a little bit. I think over the last few weeks, I forgot what the family episodes are about. Because I realize I've been jumping in answering. These are questions that the fans want to ask the guest. The guest should always be answering first.
Oh, but they also want to ask, if it's all different questions, they want to ask you too.
True, but I feel like I've now found
I think you're overthinking it. It's a conversation starter for us to talk about Lender's Bagels.
I think you're having some of your bar anxiety right now.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Wait, who's asking me what? I'm sorry I answered a question for Mr. Donnelly. I apologize.
I'll tell you right now, me and Kevin did not even think that even once the whole entire time. I love you. I love you so much.
It helps me to re-angle the show. Gives me a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, this is an off-air topic. Why are you doing it? Hey, this has been a great episode. Let me tell you where I've been failing. Let me play a real cool. I completely forgot for a couple of weeks that I'm a goober. All right.
Go ahead.
Let's see here.
What are we at?
Yeah, Shoney's got to go.
He's got to go.
I wish I didn't have to.
It's all right.
I really do.
This is from Dan. Have you ever put a radio bumper sticker on your car or family's car?
Absolutely.
What radio station?
92.7 WDRE. It was the alternative station in Long Island.
You lost confidence in that.
Yeah. Was it on your car or your family's car?
It was on my family's car, but my sister was driving it. Oof. So my sister probably put it on, but I maybe did.
Think it was cool?
I thought it was so cool.
Yeah,
absolutely. You never did it.
You are Long Island trash. No, we were a non bumper sticker household.
Of course,
it wouldn't be tons of bumpers. It wasn't like we were covered.
It was a
one off like radio. That seemed totally normal to me. Radio station bumper stickers on it.
It's your trash. I mean, I guess I'm not saying
one, but okay, obviously
not multiple. And then we never had the things like get off my ass or this
or I'll fuck you.
Whatever. Like it was always just like
Irish trash.
I think it was only radio station ones. That was all it was. But not even a lot of them. Just the one.
It's probably an awesome radio station too.
Great radio station. Yeah, 90s alternative. Very famous around the country for being an alternative station.
Radio stations used to be the local radio station that was cool. Used to be awesome. They used to make the summer.
And also, I'm shocked you never did this because a lot of the reason people did that is because they saw you with it on there that you could win shit.
Even trashier. What are you talking about?
God, I realized Donnelly. That as I was saying it.
No. You can win a free T-shirt if you have a bumper
sticker. On the way out
the
door,
sticker.
You drop some dirtbag logic like that.
That's it.
How am I supposed to win Journey tickets, you fucking asshole?
I thought I had you.
Oh, man.
I totally thought I fucking got you.
I was sitting there like, what?
How are you going to win the contest if you don't have the sticker?
That was real cute. That was like a bigger kid holding a little kid's head, and he was trying to swing to hit him.
And we got two free tickets to Great Adventure to the Dirtball family driving around in the 84 Caprice.
Yeah,
Caprice.
Shout out to the Donleys with the boat hanging out of the garage.
That guy, remember that, I told you this, but it got stolen and used in a robbery at a King Cullen supermarket.
Oh, the boat? No, the car.
The car, Caprice Classic.
They stole the car.
They didn't get very far. That's why they got caught.
Ahoy, matey, to the King Cullen.
Gar, give me all the money.
Stock up on Lender's Bagels.
Ah, right. Gang, what an episode. Shoney, thank you, Mustard.
Thank
in
you,
here
guys.
We'll definitely have you back as soon as possible.
Yeah.
We love having you here. We love the family episode.
Such
episodes.
A good time.
Keep the questions coming. Anything you want the folks out there to know before you split?
Right down the barrel.
Yes, sir. Right here. I will say, yes, please follow me at Shoney Time on Instagram and Twitter. That's SEANYTIME. And also, I have a podcast called the DYM Podcast. It's movies and more, and it's a lot of fun. So please subscribe, listen, and rate and review and all that jazz, what everybody tells you in this world.
Yes, sir. Bob, thank you very much. Kippy, what do you got for him?
Guys, as always, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. Subscribe there as well. And then patreon.com, you get bonus content. Mm-hmm. And it's a good fucking time. Also, follow me on all social media at Kevin Ryan Comedy.
Excellent. At H Foley on Ice on Twitter and Foley Grams on Instagram. And we'll see you next week.
Peace.
Oh,
buddy, that was a blast.
That was a barn burner. Gang, real quick, let's one more time talk about the old stereo app. We could not be more excited to have RU Garbage being a part of this fantastic new way to interact with you guys.
Yeah, guys, quick reminder, every Thursday for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be on the stereo app answering your questions live. It's easy. Download the stereo app. The link is in the description. It's stereo.com/Kevin Ryan or stereo.com/H Foley. We get to wet our beaks. It's going to be a good time. Get involved, baby.
And it's 100% free and 100% live. So check us out and join us every Thursday night.
See you there.
Peace.